From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. We begin today with a major shakeup in the technology world. Carly Fiorina, the chief executive of Hewlett-Packard, has resigned. She and the board of directors had had disagreements over the company's strategy. On Wall Street today, shares of Hewlett-Packard were sharply higher on the news. Fiorina was one of the most powerful women in business, and when she was hired 6 years ago, she was instantly transformed into something of a rock star celebrity. That's according to Carol Loomis. She's the author of a recent cover story on Hewlett-Packard in Fortune magazine, and I spoke with her earlier. Carol Loomis, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you. I like being here.
Well, you write in your article that Fiorina's big mistake was, her downfall, in fact, was engineering the merger of Hewlett-Packard and Compaq. Why was that so disastrous?
Well, she didn't view it, of course, as disastrous, but the fact is that the expectations of HP as to what they were going to get when they bought Compaq turned out to be not realized at all. And so for $24 billion, which is what HP paid for Compaq, it got very little in value, as it turned out.
So it was part of her overall philosophy or overall strategy to transform a mid-sized printer company, Hewlett-Packard, into a technology giant. Is that correct?
Well, yes. They considered lots of alternatives in 2001 before deciding to go this route. But it was her belief that, and the board's too, that the way to solve quite a few problems that HP had was to enlarge its size by buying this very large computer business, which put the company much more heavily into computers, which is a highly commoditized and very competitive business.
And is she leaving voluntarily, or was she forced out of the company?
According to the media conference call that I heard this morning, she was asked to resign, and she accepted. That happened yesterday afternoon.
And any reasons given? Was it because of the Compaq merger?
I didn't think they were totally forthcoming on the conference call as to what the reasons were. They did say that it wasn't a difference in strategy. That was sort of important because it leaves all sides believing that the portfolio that HP has now, which is a very broad portfolio, including PCs and servers and the printer business and managed services also. Apparently everybody was agreed on that. They really did not spell out what they disagreed on. My own guess is that it was that the board wanted a chief operating officer and she didn't want one. So my guess is that's what they parted the ways on.
What will she do now?
That's a big question. I don't know. It's hard to imagine Carly sitting on the sidelines. I just don't know. She's been mentioned often as a possibility for a political role. She's a Republican. She took part in Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign. She didn't play a big part, but she played a part in it. And maybe that's the direction she'll go in.
Carol Loomis is an editor-at-large at Fortune magazine. Her cover article on Hewlett-Packard and Carly Fiorina is in the latest issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice to be here.